right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. John requested Chuck Berry and his song Big Boys, which is going to be on his upcoming album that was recorded before he passed away. He passed away last week. So there you go. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Okay, so we had a fun chat with Matthew Aaron and the great Jim O'Hare about the movie Landline, which is going to be playing at the Music Box Theater starting on Sunday through next Thursday. And you can also check it out on video on demand on April 4th. It was shot entirely in Chicago, mostly in Wrigleyville. And so I thought we could talk about our favorite films that were made in Chicago, films that were shot here in Chicago. And it used to be a real big deal when movies were shot here. Now, Dick Wolf has made, you know, filming commonplace. And the increase in feature films that have been shot here and made here has increased hugely. And obviously the TV shows that are shot here, there's a ton of them. And it's great for revenue, and it's great for actors, local actors who you know, live here in Chicago. And it's good all the way around. Richard Daley, the original Richard Daley mayor, the senior, did not like the idea of filming anything in Chicago. He had some pretty bad experiences with some of the stuff, especially a movie called Medium Cool, which was shot during the 68 Democratic Convention, which is something that Daley would have liked to have forgotten. When Mayor Jane Byrne came in, she pretty much opened up the doors pretty good, and she was the one genuinely responsible for Blues Brothers being shot here, which many people consider one of the best movies ever shot in Chicago. I'm not a fan of the movie, but I think they used the city beautifully in Blues Brothers. And she gave them carte blanche. They ran the city. In the summer of 1979, when they shot Blues Brothers here, it was complete chaos. Like, they were they were everywhere. Mayor Byrne gave them freedom to do whatever they wanted. John Landis, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, everybody was doing whatever the hell they wanted to do, and they went nuts. And the result is a movie that is very Chicago and uses some great locations. That's obviously, you know, considered one of the best movies ever shot here in Chicago. But that's what we want to talk about. What are your favorite movies that were shot here? And what are some of the ones that use the city the best? You know, a lot of movies are shot here, or at least partially shot here. And, you know, you get a shot of the Sears Tower, you get a shot of Buckingham Fountain, you know, you get a shot of Lakeshore Drive, and that's it. You know, there's a shot of an L track, and then that, you know, there's, oh, it's Chicago. But I would love to hear what movies you like. First of all, your favorite movies that were shot here, and then movies that use the city well. You know, it's really interesting because one of the directors that is, in fact, a guy from Chicago is Andy Davis. Andy Davis, from the south side of Chicago, has directed a bunch of movies that were shot here in Chicago and has gone on to be, I mean, he directed The Fugitive. He directed Above the Law, which was shot here. Stony Island was a film that he directed as well, one of the first movies he directed. But he actually made a Chuck Norris movie that was shot here in Chicago that I still think is maybe the best use of the city and its locations maybe ever. And it's a film called Code of Silence. Dan, have you ever seen Code of Silence?
No.
Esmeralda, did you ever see it?
No, I haven't.
It's a Chuck Norris movie. So, I mean, you know, obviously I can understand if you haven't. I can understand if you haven't seen it. But first of all, it's a good film. It's good. It's actually very good. But, you know, you could tell that the movie was made by a guy who knows the city. And that's, you know, and obviously Andy Davis, you know, coming from the south side of Chicago and, you know, living here most of his life, he knows the cool places to use, as opposed to some dude from Hollywood who comes into Chicago and just, you know, oh, we got to get Buckingham Fountain. No, you don't. You can go into really cool neighborhoods and capture, you know, what it feels like. And Andy Davis, I think, is the director that uses this city the best of any filmmaker. I think of any filmmaker who's ever made any movies here. Andy Davis's movies are the best use of this city. and capturing the spirit of the city without being you know, cliched. And look at this. It's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Man, I was – Code of Silence was right at the top of my list. There's two reasons. Actually, there's three movies, okay? I'm losing my mind here. There's three movies, and all of them are action films. And let's see. You got one with Chuck Norris, Steven Seagal, and, of course, Brandon Lee, which was Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire, yeah, that's right.
Code of Silence, I was in Texas when I saw Code of Silence. So, I mean, I was going to AIT. I was National Guard, and I was going through training in Texas. So, of course, I see Code of Silence. It's all Chicago, and I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I know that place. I grew up over there. And then, of course, the big fight on top of the hill,
yep,
going over Wells Street,
yep,
was just phenomenal.
Yeah, and it was really, I mean, it was a big deal because, like, I've obviously, as you know, Patrick, I'm a Northsider, but I grew up in the city my whole life. And when I saw Code of Silence, it just had a completely different, authentic feel to it than any other movie that's been shot here.
Totally did, and even for being a Chuck Norris film, which, you know, Chuck Norris, he's not known for his acting chops. He's
one
of them kick the crap out of people.
Right.
But, yeah, when they did that, that was just like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Totally cool. And, like, the final shot where they were way on the south side by the by St. Mary's and Lafarge, that's by the Calumet River. I grew up west of there by Sherwin Williams over in Roseland in West Pullman.
Yeah.
So, of course, like I said, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
Then you have Above the Law, another film I was overseas for, where it's Steven Seagal and Pam Grier, and I'm like, I know that spot. That's Wicker Park.
Yep.
Just, you know, losing your mind. And
yep.
Then Rapid Fire, which the majority of the scenes take place in a Fireside Bowl.
Fireside Bowl, that's right.
And I was in a band that played at the Fire. I was in a punk band, and we played the Fireside Bowl, like, at least four or five times.
Oh, yeah. I used to, when I was a kid, and it was, you know, and the Fireside Bowl wasn't, you know, when I was a kid, it was just a bowling alley. It wasn't a haven for punk bands. But I was on a league on Fireside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going back.
I'm going way back, man. I'm going way back to see, you know, it was, and I got to say, watching Rapid Fire, which, by the way, is a terrific movie. And watching, just watching Powers Booth bowl at Fireside was enough for me.
Well, just watching him just shoot a bowling pin because he couldn't hit the damn
exactly
thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
How about the Hunter?
Yep. So Steve McQueen.
Here's a little. I was actually downtown and watched that scene at Marina Towers. I walked out of one. I forgot what theater I was at. The movie was over. Walked out. Saw a big crowd over on State Street. Walked over there and saw the car come flying out of Marina Towers when they shot that.
For those people who don't know, there is a classic moment in Steve McQueen's movie, The Hunter, where he played a bounty hunter, lived here in Chicago, and it was shot here. They did great use of locations in that movie. Another, talking about a fight on top of the L, him hanging on top of the L, that's another shot. But there's this sort of iconic moment in the movie where a car goes flying out of Marina Tower and into the river. And they actually did it. They really did sink a car in the river, and they had helicopters everywhere. It was crazy. And there were, you know, thousands of people on the street watching it, and, you know, they could only do it once, you know. And they drove a car off of, I don't know, about the 30th floor of Marina Tower, and it went into the river, and it's in the movie. And my two friends, one who doesn't live in Marina Tower anymore, but one who still does, both have, I think it's required that in order to live in Marina Tower, you have to have a copy of The Hunter on DVD. Yes,
that's awesome.
It's a requirement.
He was portraying a real bounty hunter, if I'm not mistaken.
Based on a true story, yeah, based on a true story. Yeah, yeah.
Papa Thornton or something like that,
All right, wow. Patrick, thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right, buddy, take care. That's so funny. He was thinking of Code of Silence, too. Because, like, not a lot of people know that movie. And you know what's really another really funny thing? This is just a memory. I don't know. You guys are too young to remember this. But there was a salmonella scare in Jewel Milk. And it happened while I was working. It happened during the time I was working at the Jewels. And so there were, like, hours of shifts of us working at Jewel dumping milk down a sewer. Because we had to get rid of the milk, and the milk was Hill Farm, I think, or it was a Jewel brand milk, but it wasn't called Jewel Milk; it was something else. I mean, I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. Hillside, Hillshire, maybe. I don't remember, but maybe somebody remembers. And it was in 1986 when this scare happened. And you know, people were getting sick from this particular brand of local, you know, milk. So we took it off the shelves. We had to dump it all and all that stuff. And this salmonella scare went on for a little while, and it made, you know, headlines everywhere. So Code of Silence comes out right, you know, like right after this happens, like right after it happens. There's a scene in the movie where they pull out a carton of that milk and pour it into some cereal and pour a glass of it, and everybody in the audience is going, no, 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 don't drink it. Don't. I just remember that vividly. Like, the crowd went nuts trying to warn Chuck Norris not to drink that brand of milk because he's going to get sick. So, anyway. All right. Lots of movies were shot here. And what are your favorites? 312-981-7200. By the way, coming up after 4 o'clock, Jim Ryan is going to come in. We're going to talk music because they've released the Lollapalooza lineup and the Pitchfork lineup. And we'll give you a little preview of that and what he's most looking forward to. Yeah, man. All right. Welcome back to the show here, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. 312 area code, when in Rome, and the song Promises. Yeah, that's Wild Card Wednesday, all right, everybody. So, in honor of the movie Landline, we had Jim and Matthew in here talking about it. We are talking about your favorite movies that were shot here in Chicago and maybe some of the movies that, best used the city. So, Dan, did anything pop into your head right away?
You know, I don't know if it's the best one, but just a movie I caught recently again after not having seen it for a time and seeing it as a kid and being like, oh, I know that place, was Only the Lonely with John Candy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a sweet movie and a lot of heart to it. But obviously,
big scene in Comiskey.
And a big scene in Comiskey, yeah. And a lot of, you know, they live by an L track and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So, you know, that was a movie that kind of jumped to mind when you mentioned
that topic. A lot of John Hughes movies, you know, would pop up on these lists if right. you were making it, you know. Right. I mean, I know that, you know, The Breakfast Club takes place mostly on a soundstage library that was built. But it was shot here. They right. did shoot it here.
Right.
You know, 16 Candles was shot here. So many, you know, so many of Hughes's movies have been shot here. But yeah, Only the Lonely. They did a nice job with the locations in that movie. They did. And it was really, and I remember really, I mean, I wasn't crazy about the movie, but I remember really liking the scene at Comiskey. I remember it being really sweet. It's like Ally Sheedy, right?
Right.
And they are on a date. They do a picnic, right?
Right.
At Comiskey. Yeah. That was cool. Esmeralda, anything Chicago movies that pop into your head?
I was thinking, I don't know why this came to mind immediately, but Primal Fear.
Yeah, man. Primal Fear is great. I don't know why I was thinking, because Edward Norton, that's why you were thinking of it.
That's true. And I remember thinking when it came out, I was like, why wasn't I around? Why did I know this?
Yeah, Primal Fear, great movie. My favorite movie shot here in Chicago is Risky Business. Really great locations and, you know, great use of the North Shore. And, you know, Paul Brickman was from here, the writer, director of that movie. And then he also shot Men Don't Leave here, but it takes place in Baltimore. But it was shot here. And, you know, so look, if you're in, you know, if you're from Chicago and they're like, yeah, we're going to move to Baltimore. It's like, that's not Baltimore, that's Chicago. And they go to the... You know, across from the Vic Theater, is that a Walgreens on the corner there at Belmont and Sheffield?
Yes.
Okay, it used to not be a Walgreens. It used to be like a sort of a generic kind of a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a scene where these kids shoplift some stuff from that store. And it's so clearly Chicago. I mean, you know, like, that's not Baltimore. That's Belmont and Sheffield. And then they run away because they steal a bunch of candy. They run away. And they divide the candy under the L tracks. And I'm like, that's not, that's no, that's Chicago. But Paul Brickman loves this city. But yeah, Risky Business is my favorite movie that was shot here. We mentioned The Hunter with Steve McQueen, which is a great one, which has that really amazing car flying out of Marina Tower moment. Also, Brian De Palma's movie The Fury was shot here. If you've never seen The Fury, horror movie, his follow-up to Carrie, also about, you know, people with telekinetic powers. Kirk Douglas was in it. Amy Irving, Andrew Stevens, John Cassavetes was in it. It's a terrific movie, and it was shot here in Chicago. Great location work. Lots of great uses of the L, because if you shoot in Chicago and you don't take advantage of the L trains, then you know you're dumb, because you got to at least put that in there. But the great thing about The Fury, Esmeralda, have you ever seen the movie The Fury?
I haven't.
There's a crazy sequence that takes place in old Chicago. Now, has anybody ever told you about old Chicago, Esmeralda?
There's pictures of my brother
as a little kid in
old Chicago. And so it was, I remember. We lived in Bowling Brook. So.
Well, there you go. For people who don't remember old Chicago was this indoor amusement park surrounded by stores in a mall. And it lasted about 6 or 7 years, and it was in the 70s. And we went there. We used to go there all the time. The problem with old Chicago was that you got this cool, and it had the first upside-down roller coaster, the first loop-to-loop roller coaster, was at old Chicago. But the thing about old Chicago was there weren't any anchor stores. Like, there were no JCPenney's or, you know, there were no big-name stores. They were all terrible, little, crappy stores, you know, where you could get iron decals on your T-shirt because it's the 70s, and you can get, and it always smelled weird, and they had, like, weird candy shops and candle shops. It was like the worst mall ever that was surrounding an amusement park. But we used to go there all the time. Anyway, Esmeralda, if you want to see The Fury, there's a fantastic scene in The Fury where they're at old Chicago, and Andrew Stevens has these psychic powers, and he sees a bunch of guys who are Arabs on the parachute ride that spins around and around and around. And at the beginning of the film, when he was younger, his dad, played by Kirk Douglas, is seemingly murdered. He's not, but he's seemingly killed by Arabs. So when Andrew Stevens sees these guys on this ride, he telekinetically unscrews the bolts that hold the ride together, and the parachute thing goes flying across old Chicago and smashes through the window and kills them, smashes through the window of the haunted house on the other side of old Chicago. And that sequence alone is worth the price of admission, just to see the insanity that happens in old Chicago. So, all right, we got a break. The Fury is another great one if you want to check that out. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next. There's only one Mona Lisa, one leaning tower of Pisa, one Paris, and there's only one you. Yeah, man. Wildcard Wednesday, man. Yeah, yeah. Wildcard Wednesday. Sharon requested T.G. Shepherd, Only One You. Wildcard Wednesday, any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Okay, we're talking about the best movies or your favorite movies that were shot right here in the best city in the world, Chicago. And we're talking about some of the best movies and some of the best uses of locations in Chicago. And get this, the one, the only, Max Armstrong is on the line. Hi, Max.
You rascal. Good morning, young Nick.
Hey, I'm always getting nervous when a professional broadcaster is listening to my show.
Well, maybe one will call. Maybe Orion will call. At that.
How you doing, Max?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm listening to you in the Piedmont region of North Carolina this morning.
Wow. We're coming in loud and clear?
Yeah.
Loud and clear?
Absolutely. You know, about a month ago, I pulled into the parking garage of the Raleigh-Durham Airport, and I could still listen to you in the parking garage.
Wow. That's the 50,000 watts, Max.
They've got it humping this morning.
Did you have a couple of ideas about movies in Chicago?
Yeah, you know, the ones I remember were being shot, and I happened to see a portion of them being shot. One of those, of course, was Backdraft.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember they shot the Michigan Avenue parade scene on a Sunday morning, and I happened to be downtown and saw a portion of that. Actually, I knew it was going to take place and wanted to see some of that.
Yeah.
But, and of course, there was a little bit of, I think, a little truth in that story. I mean, it was based on a couple of brothers who were firefighters in the Chicago Fire Department. And I believe one or both still live in the area, maybe in the western or northwest suburbs.
Yeah.
And then there was While You Were Sleeping.
Yes. Well, we have a lot of people who were who texted in that one while you were sleeping. Yeah,
I would imagine so. And what I remember about it was I was coming out on a Saturday to do the noon show on WGN Radio, of course.
Yes,
and I caught the train down and was taking a cab over to the Tribune Tower, and I believe it was either a late summer day or early fall, and I get up around Wacker in Michigan and hear all of these people with heavy coats on. and there's a hot dog vendor, and there's steam coming out of it. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
That's a little strange, man. They transformed the city into one city block into winter.
Yeah. But, you know, you think of how many, not just in the city itself, but many of the suburbs and small towns where scenes were shot in movies over the years, and it really, you know, created quite a stir for a few days.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. All right. Well, so are you flying somewhere, Max?
Yeah, it's a midway.
Oh, you're flying back. You're coming back home. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm up to check on you every week, pal. Just so you know.
All right. All right, Max. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks, buddy.
Good talking to you, asshole.
See you, buddy. Take care. There you go. I love Max Armstrong. Max is the best. Max Armstrong, everybody. Love it. All right. Let's see. We got some other ones here. 815 area code says, you can't talk about Chicago films without mentioning the Judge Reinhold, Fred Savage film, Vice Versa. Really? We can't? 773 area code. Chuck Norris and Code of Silence, best Chicago movie ever. I was not aware... Dan, I didn't think anybody else would even comment on Code of Silence.
We actually got a couple texts.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just thought I was going to bring up Code of Silence and boom. But yeah, great movie. Also, the movie with Billy Crystal and the dancer. I can't think of the name. Gregory Hines. That's Running Scared, which has an insane car chase on the L-tracks. There's an insane car chase on the L-tracks where an L hits a car and it kind of flips over. Yep.
You know what I think was pretty cool was the, I know it's awful movie, Transformers.
Yeah.
But the one where they were doing all the fight scenes downtown.
Yeah, well, they
at the end,
basically,
it was like the last 10 minutes or whatever.
Well, they destroy this building. In that movie.
Right. But you get to see what I thought was just neat because you got to see the tops of all the buildings. And they would fly around. I remember watching the movie and going, oh, wait, what building is that? That's really neat looking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a different, it was a different view.
The massive destruction in that movie mostly takes place right outside the window here.
Yeah.
Like they tear up the Michigan Avenue Bridge.
We would have gotten quite a view if that was real.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When they were filming Esmeralda, Dan, you remember this, right? They blocked off all of Michigan Avenue, and when I walked out the front, they had guards and everything, and you know, like Michigan Avenue, the stairs to go up to Michigan Avenue were blocked off, like you couldn't go up. But I remember I came out of the building just to see what was going on, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something, so there weren't like any guards. And you'd go out the front door, and Esmeralda, it looked like the apocalypse. There were flipped over, like real, and I'm not kidding, real flipped over cars, like burnt out building fronts.
That's awesome. You should have taken a selfie.
Well, I didn't have a camera then. but yeah, it was inconvenient as hell to get to work.
Oh, for sure. I remember vaguely them filming stuff and me just walking over the bridge and looking and going, ugh, whatever.
I know, me too. I was getting mad because I was trying to get to work, but then I walked out and what they did was, I mean, the bridge was up and it was half destroyed and it was real cars burnt out and flipped over on Michigan Avenue.
That's pretty cool.
It was very cool.
I remember what was the Johnny Depp movie? It was where he was a gangster.
Public Enemies.
Right. That one. I don't know what they were doing exactly because I haven't seen the movie, but they had over in Wrigleyville under some L tracks, they had made a little shanty town.
Yeah.
But it's a very tiny shanty town. So I'm assuming they were filming something to, like, from far away or whatever. And they had on the ground, they had this like rolled out like carpet that looked like fake rocks.
Ah,
okay. Looked like pebble walkways.
Yeah.
And it looked quite real. I was like, huh.
My friend Mike has a major role in that movie.
Oh.
My friend Mike View, he's got a his role really got cut. He had a lot more. He was on that shoot for 4 months, my friend Mike. 4 months.
You get paid for those 4 months?
Oh, yeah, he got paid.
Totally fine. I would have been like, yeah, cut all
your.
Oh,
yeah, no. He's, well, you know, yeah, but they did, I mean, he did a lot of, like, he had a subplot. He had a full subplot that they ended up cutting out.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, so, let's see. 262 area code says, Next of Kin, I believe there was a scene filmed at Kingston Mines. Next of Kin with the one and only Patrick Swayze and Liam Neeson's. They shot a really cool scene at Graceland Cemetery right by Wrigley. And that was Next of Kin. Russ says, I love the Blues Brothers. I grew up in Harvey, Illinois. I worked in Calumet City, and it was the last movie I saw with my grandmother and was the only time I heard her laugh loudly, so it has fond memories for me.
Aww.
847 area code says, two of my all-time favorite movies were filmed in Lake Forest. With Honors, Joe Pesci and Moira Kelly. Oh, my God, I totally forgot about that movie. And, of course, don't forget, why would you not mention Brendan Fraser from Monkey Bone, which is one of my favorite movies that nobody knows. I love Monkey Bone. I love that movie. Have you ever seen Monkey Bone? Dan, have you ever seen Monkey Bone?
I think I saw bits and pieces of it once.
The problem is Henry Selick directed that movie. Henry Selick is a tremendous director and a great animator. He directed, a lot of people don't know this, because the full title of the movie is Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, but Henry Selick directed that movie. People just assume Tim Burton did. He didn't. Henry Selick directed it. And he also directed Coraline, which is one of the most beautiful animated movies ever. Anyway, Henry Selick directed Monkey Bone, and they took it away from him, and they recut it. And to listen to his commentary on the DVD track is pretty amazing, because he is mad about what they did to Monkey Bone. I still like it. I'd love to see the director's cut, the full Henry Selick director's cut. It's like 25 minutes longer, and you know they kind of really re-edited it and changed it all around, and he, you know, was really mad about it. So if you get a chance to rent Monkey Bone, make sure you watch the commentary, Henry Selick's commentary, because it's pretty great. It's just him screaming. Also, if you rent Hard Eight, which is Paul Thomas Anderson's first movie before Boogie Nights, that's also a great commentary, because Paul Thomas Anderson had that movie taken away from him, and they recut it not as badly. He still loves the movie. He still likes the movie, but he keeps calling it. He refuses to call it Hard Eight because the studio made him change the title, because the title was Sydney. The title of the movie was Sydney. So he never refers to it as Hard Eight during the DVD commentary. He always refers to it as Sydney. I love Paul Thomas Anderson. He's the best. All right, we have to break. We've got weather and traffic here, and then we'll wrap up all the talk about your favorite Chicago movies, films that were shot here. And then Jim Ryan is going to join us in studio to preview the Lollapalooza lineup and the Pitchfork lineup. And then at 4:30, Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head in another celebrity name game matchup. That's all coming up right here on WGN. We've got some goth people listening this morning, evidently. So, Roger requested this. It's that, of course, is Bauhaus, Dark Entries. I'm picturing Roger at home, dyed black hair, black lipstick on, white pasty makeup, with a cape on. That's what I'm picturing. That's what I'm picturing right now. nothing like starting your Wednesday morning off with a little Bauhaus. Yeah, man, Bela Lugosi is dead. Esmeralda, did you ever get into Bauhaus?
Not really.
No?
I do enjoy that Bela Lugosi is dead, though.
Great song. But actually,
remember when, oh my gosh. What's his name? The old, this sounds awful. The old guy, and he just recently passed a few years ago.
You're going to be more specific.
He was in this is the worst ever. He was in that cop show from the 70s. Abe Vigoda.
Oh, yeah.
They whoever had that website when you would ever search is Abe Vigoda dead.
Yeah.
And then they changed all the words from Bela Lugosi is dead to Abe Vigoda is dead.
After he passed away?
Yes. I was like, aw. Poor Abe Vigoda.
He lived a long life.
He did.
Yeah. Good old Abe Vigoda.
I mean, he had websites wondering if he was dead.
Yeah. That was a running joke since because when he was on Barney Miller, he looked like he was 90.
Yeah.
And he was like, if I'm not mistaken, he was in his 50s when he was on, when he was on that show.
A young man.
Yeah. I would like to think so, considering I'm in my 50s. I would like to think that's a young man. All right, let's go to the phones here. We're talking about movies that were shot in Chicago that we love. And here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you guys doing this
good,
morning?
Good, good.
I remember a couple of old ones, Nick. Straight Talk with James Woods and
Dolly Parton. Yeah, that's a real pairing right there. Hey, yeah. can you imagine the sexual chemistry between James Woods and Dolly Parton? What the hell?
Yeah. And then there's a couple other ones. Chain Reaction with Keanu Reeves.
Also directed by Andy Davis. Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of Keanu Reeves, The Lake House.
Right. The Lake House with Sandra Bullock and Keanu.
And one, Nick, that I believe it was made for TV, if I'm not mistaken, with Freddie Prinze. Million Dollar Ripoff.
Ooh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, he rips off the CTA. He has a bunch of girls. I don't remember the movie. I've seen it way back when.
Oh, all right, okay. Yeah I don't remember that one.
And Cooley High.
Cooley High is a classic. Cooley High is an absolute classic. All right, Roosevelt, thanks.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I thought I'd tie this all up for you. You were mentioning Old Chicago. The name of that roller coaster ride was called the Chicago Loop.
Yep, I know.
And being the first upside-down roller coaster in the area.
Yep.
The ride that I remember there that I hated was the umbrella ride because it was right next to the wall, and when they rotated it 90 degrees and started to spin, you felt like you were going to crash into the wall.
That is the ride that the guys fly off of in the movie. That's the one with it looks like parachutes, but they're umbrellas. It's the umbrella ride. That's the ride that they loosen. He loosens the bolts, and that thing goes flying all the way across. You remember where the haunted house was?
Yes.
So picture one of those umbrellas flying loose from that ride and flying all the way through the front of the haunted house.
All I had to do was picture it every time I took the ride.
Yeah, that was in the Fury.
I think those geniuses thought that if they put stores that, you know, nobody else could go to anywhere else, that people would come from miles around. That's why they did it.
Yeah, I loved that place for the time.
It was fun.
All right,
Bob. Bring up this topic with Carl Amari on Monday. He was telling us a couple months ago how much he loved Ferris.
How much he loved, Ferris Bueller?
Right.
Well, everybody loves Ferris Bueller except me, Bob. I'm the only person, and I hate that movie. I'm
with you.
Yeah,
I'm
okay. Thanks, Bob.
See you on Friday.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, Ferris Bueller is obviously, you know, a movie that was shot here that I could do without. Second worst movie ever made in the history of film, featuring the most despicable character ever portrayed in a movie. I hate that movie so much. And I know I'm in the minority. People love it, but you're all nuts. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I seen Mountain at Old Chicago play there. Leslie West.
Mountain played Old Chicago?
Yeah. That was like when they first opened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty good time.
Well, hell yeah. Wow.
Well, we were like, that was when it was, that couple of years when it was 20 or 19 to 20 to drink beer and wine.
Oh, okay.
And like the middle 70s, I think it was.
So, yeah.
But, the movie I was talking about was About Last Night.
Yep, shot here, all over the place, yeah.
Hey, did you ever see a movie named Gummo?
Yes, Dan, I've seen Gummo.
I bet a couple people from work, they could never sit through that and watch it. And one guy I'm picking up now for work, his wife told him, what kind of people do you hang around with?
Not exactly a date night movie, Dan, no.
No.
All right, Dan, have a good one. Take care, buddy.
You too.
Okay, yeah. Gummo, though, better than Ferris Bueller. All right. Let's see. Cooley High, one of the best Chicago movies ever. Jay in Ohio says, I agree with you. Code of Silence has great Chicago scenes. Boy, people are coming out of the woodwork on Code of Silence. Tommy and John Berg's, Thief. Thief, great movie, real dark side of the city. And that's the movie, you know, that when I watch it, especially when I was still a heavy drinker, there's a scene in that movie that makes me cry. They blow up the Green Mill in that movie. Just, no! Public Enemies with Johnny Depp, filmed at the Biograph in the Aragon Ballroom. Yep. Two of my favorites are Nothing in Common and Running Scared. Nothing in Common, Jackie Gleason, Tom Hanks. Terrific movie. Steve from Plainfield, a classic. My Bodyguard with Chris Makepeace, Matt Dillon, Adam Baldwin, and the young Joan Cusack. That is a great movie. And loaded with a lot of Chicago talent. George Wendt was at Second City at the time. He was on the main stage at Second City. He's in it. They brought in, I think, almost the entire cast from the review of that Second City main stage review are all in My Bodyguard. Martin Mull is in that movie, too. Ruth Gordon is in that movie. It's a great movie. My Bodyguard. 847 area code, The Fugitive. How about, 847 area code says, how about Rookie of the Year with Amy Morton and your buddy Gary Busey? Yeah, he was filming that when I was hanging out with my buddy Gary Busey. That's what he was in town filming. LJ, Mercury Rising. Oh. Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon. A great movie that no one saw. You know why no one saw Stir of Echoes, Dan?
What is that?
It came out like 4 months after Sixth Sense, and it's a very similar sort of psychic plot thing. Nobody went to see it. Stir of Echoes, 5,000 times better.
The theater scenes, that's in Joliet,
yeah.
The Rialto Square Theater.
They shot it everywhere, mostly in Wicker Park. A lot of it took place in Wicker Park. My friend Steve Walker's in that movie. And then finally, people wanted me to say, 708 area code said, don't forget that the great Bill Paxton was also in Next of Kin. Yes, he was. God bless him. All right, news is coming up in 9 seconds.